On the last day of the 2014 legislative session, Senator Gail Schwartz's colleagues saluted her service, including Senate Majority Leader Raleigh Heath.
Whether it's water issues, whether it's energy issues, whether it's the R in rural, whatever it is that Gail Schwartz takes on, we've all been exposed.
Schwartz was first elected to the Senate in 2006 and managed to keep her seat through close elections and changing district boundaries. She represents a rural Western Slope district that covers seven counties, including Pitkin and Eagle. Her focus has been on protecting water and agricultural lands, as well as growing the state's energy portfolio. This session, she supported expanding internet access in rural areas and lobbied the state's insurance commissioner to bring down high health insurance costs. In an interview in January, she talked about the legacy she'd like to leave behind.
I hope that the impact that I've been able to make, rural schools, rural jobs, developing rural resources, really supporting our economies in this part of the state, I hope that I will have made an impact and an impression in those areas.
Chris Trees, with the Glenwood Springs-based Colorado River Water Conservation District, worked closely with Schwartz. He says her involvement with water started early.
To her credit, I think she recognized that water really wasn't her background. She had no prior expertise in water, but I'm sure when she was campaigning, quickly learned that water was a priority.
In a state where water is limited, Schwartz helped conserve and protect it. In 2011, she supported a measure that continued a healthy rivers fund that uses taxpayer donations to provide clean water. This session, she sponsored bills that expanded participation in a statewide water plan and created incentives for farmers to be more efficient with irrigation. She's also worked on bills that establish water banking, or storing water for future needs. Trees said as her work may not be seen for years.
A number of these issues will have to play out in the future. The water quality, the alternative transfer methods to avoid the permanent buy-up of ag lands, even water banking is probably yet to play out.
She has just, as a woman, been a powerhouse of a leader for issues that matter to us in Pitkin County.
Rachel Richards is a county commissioner for Pitkin County and has worked with the lawmaker on water issues. Schwartz's policies created a path for the county to conserve more water. Richards is impressed with Schwartz's dedication to the job.
One of the things I admire most about Gail Schwartz is the care and tending of her district that she takes. She is on the road constantly.
Schwartz estimates she and her husband, Alan, have driven over 350,000 miles during her time in office.
As my husband would say is, you know, Gail, you go to Alamosa like some people go to City Market.
All jokes aside, Schwartz says out of all of the legislation she supported over the years, her proudest achievement has to do with education.
The best school program, Building Excellent Schools Today, really is something that I think has just had phenomenal impact. In the last 4 years, we have been able to build $1 billion of new schools in rural communities that could never replace a school building.
Schwartz remains a senator until January when her replacement steps in. She'll continue to serve on committees and travel the district. In the meantime, she says she'll be looking to identify another opportunity to serve. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.